Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
In 2019, a bus was discovered in a paddock on a property in New South Wales. And that bus was not just some old school bus. It was the bus that featured in the Oscar-winning 1994 Australian film, The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Now a campaign has been launched to raise money to restore the bus. And Greg Mackey is the Chief Executive Officer from the History Trust of South Australia. Greg, welcome to Drive.
Thank you very much and good afternoon to your listeners.
Before we talk about the campaign, how culturally and I suppose cinematically significant is the bus from the iconic movie?
Well, we believe it's so significant that we hunted high and low. We trekked over to northern New South Wales. We verified and proved, gave proof to Stephen Elliott, the writer and director, that we thought we had found the real thing, and he confirmed it. And we're about to, well, we have just begun to raise $2.2 million, not only for the restoration of the bus, but also for creating a fantastically memorable, immersive visitor experience where Priscilla will be featured in the starring role at the National Motor Museum of Australia here in the Adelaide Hills.
Greg, how did the bus end up in the paddock? Do we know?
It's had an interesting life. So the bus was a 1976 manufactured Hino, H-I-N-O, freighter, mm-hmm. and it was picked up and leased, we believe, for the film. And then later it was a touring bus for the Whitlams and I believe another Australian band. There is a story which I believe deserves to be properly written, and I'm not going to attempt to get it wrong in my earnest attempts, but suffice to say, the bus was left abandoned on a property which then in about 2016, 2017 changed owners, the property changed owners. We discovered the bus, and then of course we had to go through all sorts of hoops to clarify the legal status of the abandoned bus, and we had Crown Law confirm with us and with the current owner of the land upon which the bus was located that in fact it's, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, and that the gentleman in question did in fact own the bus, and he was very happy to see it go to what will be a beautiful climate controlled home where disco will ring out for decades to come.
Had anyone been looking for the bus prior to its discovery in the paddock?
Well, according to Stephen Elliott, and I'm paraphrasing because I didn't have the conversation with him, but I think he has now since, you know, let it be on the public record that there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of wannabe Priscillas taken to him to say, we've got the authentic, the original Priscilla. And, of course, remembering that it has been a theatre, a musical as well, there's been over 130 cities around the world where Priscilla has been on a stage, but it's not the real Priscilla. We now have the real Priscilla, and we are jumping out of our skins with excitement.
I was going to say, what was your reaction when you found out you got the confirmation that, yes, it's been verified as the real Priscilla?
Well, between 2019 and that point, COVID interrupted, and so it went on to a back burner. And once our curators were in fact able to confirm with Stephen Elliott that in fact it was the genuine article, excitement, absolute excitement. I shared the news in probably 2.5-3 years ago with our minister, because the History Trust of South Australia is a statutory authority, and our minister, the Honourable Blair Boyer, who's the Minister for Education, he was excited, and he remembers as a, and has recounted at the launch that as a 13 or 14 year old boy, he remembers sitting watching the VCR with his family and seeing the movie, and it kind of turned everything on its head, because he was a country boy from Western Victoria, and it was not the kind of story that he'd ever encountered before. And I think that goes for a whole lot of Australians, and in fact people all the way around the world. Its quality, its value, and I know it's been much discussed on Joy. It is universal. There is a universal story there that's about acceptance, it's about love, et cetera, et cetera. But the bus is, in fact, actually the centrepiece physically of the movie.
We're chatting with Greg Mackey, the Chief Executive Officer of the History Trust of South Australia, about a campaign to restore the bus from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Greg, what condition is the bus in?
It's not in great nick. Poor old Priscilla, she's endured 2 bushfires. Oh, wow. She's endured droughts and flooding rains. She was only spared from the latest immolation by a water bomb being dropped on the bus. I don't know whether the pilot actually thought that maybe there were people in it or not, but the fire, the burn marks reached less than a metre in around the bus. So it has had a fairly hairy life, and neglected, rusted, etc., etc. We acquired the bus, we put it on the back of a semi-trailer, and off Priscilla went to Queensland, where she is currently in storage and in pieces being examined and effectively quantified as to the likely cost of restoration. Because it's a large amount of money, it's not the whole $2 million by any stretch of the imagination, but because it's such a large amount of money, and we're a government organisation, we have to go through an open tender procurement process. That is the way of the world. But in all reality, it will be somewhere, I'm guessing, between 600,000 and 800,000 to have the bus restored. And remembering, of course, that a prop in a movie is not made to last. Things get stapled and glued together to look real and look long-lasting, but they're not. So, in fact, the History Trust of South Australia at the National Motor Museum will be restoring the Priscilla bus to a more lasting condition, a museum standard exhibit that will provide years, if not decades, hopefully 50 to 100 years of visitor enjoyment and memories for children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and nieces and nephews, I guess most particularly, for a long time to come.
What, was there any glitter or wigs sort of in the corner of the bus that were discovered?
Any wigs?
Wigs or glitter?
No, I think there was pink paint, a flecks of pink paint, which was one of the identifying features that Stephen Elliott was able to say, yep, that ticks a box, as does the registration plate for the bus, and also because it was a movie prop, there was a rail that they had installed in the interior so that a camera could roll forwards and backwards as required. And remembering, we're talking about filming technology of 30 years ago, so things have come a whole long way since then. It's a fantastic story. It's the news has spread all the way around the world. We're talking about tens of millions of people have reconnected with the bus, with Priscilla, just in the last couple of weeks.
Now, you mentioned it's going to be, once it's finished, it will be at the National Motor Museum. Do you reckon the bus will attract a whole new audience to a motor museum?
Look, absolutely. I'm absolutely confident that it will. We have the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome vehicle also at the National Motor Museum. And for those who are old enough or who remember watching telly on a Sunday evening back in black and white, we have the Leyland Brothers Land Rover. We have all sorts of vehicles with incredibly unique stories, and there will be none for, I'm confident, forever that will be able to pip Priscilla for fantastic story.
My prediction is move over the Eiffel Tower. I reckon this is going to become one of the number one destinations in the world for everyone.
I think you're right. And especially now that Stephen Elliott has announced the intention to make a sequel. We're talking 30 years on, and Terence Stamp is 85, and his co-stars are 30 years older than they were then, and as is Priscilla. So we will be returning the old girl to a glory that will be better than it ever was.
What a fantastic story. Now, I'm sure many of us are dying to visit the museum. We won't hold you to it, but when are we likely to be able to see it?
Look, realistically, we're talking about 18 months to 2 years to complete the restoration, to raise the money to complete the restoration, to design and construct the exhibit in which Priscilla will star. And all being well, we're also hoping to get the old girl into roadworthy condition, not to be running around all over the shop, but potentially for really, really special occasions, for the old girl to fly the coop, get out of the Barbie house and the road.
Greg, I love the story. Congratulations on finding it, and also I hope the fundraising goes well as well. Do you need people to help out with the fundraising? Where do we go?
Absolutely. If you Google up, I'm just bringing up the URL now, but if you just Google Priscilla Queen of the Desert and you go to somewhere here, sorry.
That's all right. This is important. We need to know. So we.
I hit this button every day multiple times. If you go to shoutforgood.com.
Shoutforgood.com.
Priscilla. Or indeed, if you just Google the History Trust of South Australia up on a revolving carousel at the top of the screen, you will find Save the Queen. Click on that and keep on rolling. And just for your listeners' interest, we have raised, we're just a couple of $100 shy of $170,000 in the last couple of weeks. That, of course, was helped significantly by a commitment of $100,000 from the Government of South Australia, and we're very, very grateful. And lots and lots and lots of donations of all sizes from all over the world, and it's going to keep rolling for some time to come.
Greg, it's a fantastic story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Now, before we let you go, we are playing tracks from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert today. What song do you best associate with either the movie or the production?
Look, there are so many. I could say I've been to Paradise, but I've never been to me. But I'm going to pick Gotta Be Real.
Love it. Greg, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Great pleasure.
That is Greg Mackey, the Chief Executive Officer from the History Trust of South Australia. Don't forget, just search for the History Trust of South Australia website and click the Save for Queen button if you want to help out. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.